Innisfail, the Soapbox Derby is coming back to town and may the best gravity-only powered car win. The Innisfail Lions Club officially announced the event's return at Town Council on February 22. Soapbox races have been an unpowered thrill for kids since 1933 when American newspaper photographer Myron Scott arranged for a group of boys in Ohio to race down a hill in homemade cars built from orange crates, sheet tin, wagon and baby buggy wheels. The event, which attracted an audience of 362 kids, was so successful an All-American Championship event was hosted the following year and continuing to 2022 alongside many others in both the U.S. and Canada. The first Innisfail Soapbox Derby, spearheaded by the Innisfail Lions Club, was launched in 2019. The event joined several others across the province, including ones in Didsbury, Okotoks and St. Albert. The two, Lions, people who were probably the most instrumental were Tom Reinhart, and our late Lance Riley. Lance was a key person in getting this going, said Bob McKinney, the service club's current treasurer. The intent was the same as the Dodds Lake Fish Stocking Initiative, to provide opportunities for community involvement, especially for kids. It's something productive, family-based and positive, he added. Dad and Mom and Junior can get out and build their soapbox car, and it's something more to attract people to our town. The inaugural Innisfail event, which rolled down the 50th Street Hill next to the cemetery, was considered a great success. There were 32 soapbox gravity-powered cars driven by kids between the ages of 6 to 16 who zoomed 200 meters past the old skate park to the finish line where awestruck parents and adults awaited them. For a first time we had no idea what to expect, said McKinney. I thought it was a blast. It was a beautiful day. As much fun as it was for the kids, the COVID-19 pandemic forced the cancellation of the event for 2020 and 2021. However, McKinney and Reinhart, the Innisfail Lions Club manager for the Anthony Henday Campground, were at Town Council on February 22 seeking council's blessing to restart the time-honored event at the same 50th Street location on Saturday, July 23, or the backup date of Saturday, August 6. Council unanimously agreed to support the Lions Club's initiative. I was there that day and it was a heck of a lot of fun, said Mayor Gene Barkley, who is expected to join in the fun as former Mayor Jim Roman did in 2019. We certainly look forward to it. Although the service club is still working on details for the Soapbox Derby's return, the tentative time for race day is from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., with the first race beginning at 9 a.m. Participants register on the day of the event. A registration form and entry fee of $20 per car is required. There are two race car event categories. There is the Open, which has participants using any one of 16 wheelbarrow-based carts the service club has stored away at Innisfail Storage since 2019. They are sponsored by local businesses. And then there is the Go Kit, basic kits for the creation of a car which the service club has for sale. It's expected the cost will be under $100. There will be four different time slots for kids of different ages. All participants must wear a helmet. The Innisfail Kinsmen Club is offering a pancake breakfast at around 9 a.m. and the Rotary Club of Innisfail is preparing a barbecue at 11 a.m.